Last year, Current State took you to several historic sites in the city of Detroit with historian Jack Dempsey. Our stops included Capitol Park and Hamtramck Stadium, the home of the Detroit Stars of the Negro League Baseball. Scott Pohl has made another trip to visit historic Detroit sites, and he's here with a look at the fate of a home where a former president of the United States once lived. Which president spent time in Detroit, Scott?
Well, Mark, Ulysses S. Grant lived in Detroit for a while before the Civil War. This summer, the old structure may be moved to a different part of Detroit, and it wouldn't be the first time it's been moved. I'm in Detroit with Jack Dempsey, the president of the Michigan Historical Commission, and we've met on State Fair Avenue or State Fair Road in the city of Detroit. And Jack, you've brought me to a site across the street from an old wood-frame house. And so the obvious first question is, what's special about this house? Why are we here?
This is the only publicly owned presidential house in Michigan. It's the home that Ulysses S. Grant and his wife Julia lived in Detroit in the late 1840s, 1850-ish. And it's still here. It's still in existence. The house obviously dates to the early 1840s, perhaps earlier than that.
It's amazing that it's still standing at all.
This is true for a number of reasons. One, just the age of the structure, but it shows that people have been interested in preservation of our heritage here in Detroit and Michigan for a number of years. It used to be located in downtown Detroit on the east side. When the city was being redeveloped and it was threatened with a teardown, it was purchased and relocated out here to the state fairgrounds. And it's been a museum, open for tours from time to time. Unfortunately, several years ago, the state fair was shut down here, the fairgrounds padlocked, and it still sits here. But hopefully it will be moved in the not too distant future.
How long has it been since it was open to the public?
I believe it was last open to the public in the 2008 or 2009 timeframe. That's when the fairgrounds were closed, and there just has not really been any public access since.
Yes, it's surrounded by a chain-link fence. From this distance, it looks like it might be 10 feet high. We're not going to climb the fence, are we?
I'm not planning to do that, especially with my cup of coffee.
I wore the wrong shoes. What brought him to Detroit in the first place?
After the Mexican War, he was in the U.S. Army. There was a station here in Detroit to help protect the Great Lakes. There was also one at Sault Ste. Marie, then several in New York State. He was posted in Detroit. Actually, a bureaucratic sort of army snafu sent him to Upper New York, but he came back here with his wife, moved into this house in 1849, and they had a fantastic experience in Detroit. She, Julia, writes about it very fondly in her memoirs, and a number of his letters and communications exhibit the same kind of sentiment that he really enjoyed his time in Detroit.
We're talking with Jack Dempsey of the Michigan Historical Commission. We'd like to find out more about the idea of moving this house. Let's talk first of all about the location where it may be going.
There have been various options proposed, but the current one seems to be close to the DeQuinder Cut Greenway in Detroit on the grounds of a public charter academy, the Detroit Edison Public School Academy. So the idea there would be moving it back to the vicinity of where it originally was, keeping it in the city of Detroit, and thereby opening it up to the public and putting it in a site where there's a lot of public access, a lot of excitement in Detroit for the rebirth, and it would be a great symbol of that if we could do that, meaning the state of Michigan, the Department of Natural Resources, which is endeavoring to relocate the house.
How much do we know about what that might cost?
There is funding for moving it, approximately $200,000. Obviously, you can see from the condition of it that would only move it. It wouldn't restore it, and there's some significant investment that would be required for that.
There's peeling paint, windows are boarded up. It's a sizable house too, and it's on a brick foundation, it would appear. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done once it's been placed in that new spot.
It does need to be renovated. Once it's open, then there's the issue of who takes care of it, who does the education for it, is it open to tourists? So there's a lot of things that need to be sorted out still. And just an example of how if you keep things up, if you keep investing and reinvesting, it's a lot less expensive than if you let it get to this condition and have to start back from almost scratch.
What's inside the building? Do we know much about its condition inside? Are there artifacts reflecting his time here and perhaps beyond into his presidency?
The interior of the building has been refashioned over the years, and that's unfortunate. But the basic bones of the house are still intact. The stairway is magnificent. With some economical rehabilitation, I think it could be restored to virtually the appearance of its original condition. Now, in terms of artifacts, that's doubtful. It was a house they rented. There are some artifacts that do exist for the period, whether they're Grant-owned and have that kind of heritage, we don't really know. But I don't think the idea would be to recreate the living quarters of the Grants here. I think it would be more to use it as a teaching tool to show the kind of president he was, the kind of citizen he was, how he helped save the country, how he fought for equal rights as president in promoting and executing the so-called Reconstruction Amendments. And so that could be really a laboratory to teach people how this individual rose from nothing to become president and really fought for an America that we are still endeavoring to create here.
How far are we from the next location?
We're near 8 Mile Road here on the boundary of Detroit. We have to go all the way downtown, so it's about 8 miles.
All right, we're going to do that right now. See you there.
Great.
Jack, we have moved down to the corner of Scott and St. Aubin in Detroit. We're across the street from a public school, a charter school, and it's gated. And you're here to tell me that this is where we're moving the Grant House, possibly.
That seems to be the most likely location right now, given other circumstances, all the circumstances.
What can you tell me about this location?
It's not far from Eastern Market, so that means there's a lot of visitors to this area. Right adjacent to the DeQuinder Cut, the greenway that's being extended from the river all the way up to Mack, that will connect to other greenways. Part of the governor's end-to-end, one end of the state to the other end of the state trail system. And here, not far from where the home actually was originally when the Grants lived in Detroit.
Would you call this in any way the dream location, final location for the house? Or conversely, what sorts of challenges would you expect this location to present?
It has a number of positives, being near Eastern Market, the Quinder Cut in Detroit, not far from where it was. With this school here, they obviously there's an educational component, so there's a lot of positives. The challenges are, number one, having access to it, not just during the school day, because obviously you want the kids here to be safe and secure, so you've got that public issue. Who's going to staff that? Is it going to be open to tourists? Unfortunately, of all the Grant sites like this in the country, ours in Michigan's the only one in the condition it is, off limits, in need of complete TLC, and therefore to try to make it open to the public, since, as I said before, we own it, we should be able to visit it.
So from your perspective, in spite of whatever challenges might be presented, including moving it here, restoring it here, operating it here, the bottom line is to preserve this building where a former president once lived.
Yes, as a matter of our heritage here in Michigan, our pride as Michiganders, our connection to the fact that we are part of the Union, part of the United States of America, and this individual and his wife, his family, were paramount in really our being able to stand here today and talk about this without having to secure permission from some government or some dictator or somebody. Free speech, that's what, you know, First Amendment, that's why we're here.
Well, it's going to be quite a story when the time comes to actually move that building from where it is to this spot in the city of Detroit, and I'm sure we'll be hearing much more about it when the time comes. Jack Dempsey is president of the Michigan Historical Commission. Thanks for filling us in on what's up with this home, this building that once was the home of President Grant. Thank you.
My pleasure, my honor.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.